How you doing, everybody? It's me, Voice. Well, I have another episode for you. It's a really good one. As far as what we talk about, I haven't the slightest idea. I listened back and edited this a couple days ago, but I didn't get finished editing until really just now. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I have maybe 3 hours of sleep. Dream last night. So I'm awake. Not awake enough to remember what the hell we talked about in this pod, but it was a good one. I guarantee you that. So, please give a listen to this pod. Also, go check out my Twitch page. Twitch, The Wolf's Den, The_Wolf_Den. Unfortunately, his dad passed away about a year ago, pancreatic cancer. A post up for the charity that he's basically supporting this month, pancreatic cancer. But go check my Twitter page and you will see a link to said charity. If you cannot give financially, share with the rest of the world. It's still something. It's better than nothing. Share. Anytime you see something, share. My stuff, his stuff, their stuff, everybody's stuff. Like, yes, but share, push that button. All right, so without further ado, please enjoy the Broke Blurred Pod. This episode titled, I Have No Freaking Clue. Nothing that, yeah, no freaking clue. There we go.
So it starts. Saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life. I just think life is art.
It is
Mr. Roland.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm still hearing
Hi,
some...
everybody.
You got your earphones in, man?
Yeah.
You got your phone volume down?
There's no sound coming on my end.
You're positive.
It's all going... I'm positive, dude. I can hear it. You have a 10-second delay. I can't change that.
Yeah, we know. It's just... I mean, we've gone over how crappy my setup is, and, well, his isn't much better. That's what took so long is we were... doing that.
Mine is really crappy.
So what button as one welcome, we are glad to have you back in the show. Abe, Mr. Roland, missed you. Anything you want to say to each other? And I'm pretty sure some of them might not be nice words.
I'm very good. I'm good, thanks. thank you very much.
So, Button, if you want, I can try to add you to the chat.
But we going to go that route already? Just right in the beginning?
I mean, why not? We've wasted so much time. I mean, if she wants to and we can, let's just see if it works now rather than spend 50 minutes trying to figure out that it doesn't work. If it works, it works. We keep going. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work and we keep going.
Hey, what, Button? This is my terrorist outfit. This is when I go nuts because this morning I had a lot of problems trying to log on and all that other shit.
Oh my God, what button gets a point? Oh, where I gotta.
Oh, the board.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention the point because that one was harsh.
Yeah, well, let's not worry about the board right now because I don't have the board here. It's in the car and I'm not going out to get it.
She said we need to test it before or after we do it. Like, don't, like, you know what I'm saying? She's right.
Fine.
So that we don't go through all the bullshit.
But this guy's just never going to happen. You don't understand, Button. We just spent the last, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes. Yes.
I like how they just went up 20, 30, 40, 50.
Getting the camera 2 years, spending, trying to make sure you got the Discord on the computer, and then you know, it was too laggy for him, and then, you know, had to go and make change this setting and that setting and this setting and that setting. Yeah. But we're finally here. 30 minutes later. 4 years later. But that's where some of the gold comes in.
She's in one of those moods today, huh?
What,
bud? What's going on? Did you drink yesterday? Is that's what's going on? A little hangover?
Huh? I think No. I think what you should be saying: did you not drink yesterday? Is that what's wrong?
Yeah, I think you need an alcoholic beverage. Get some drinking in there.
Well, wherever she's at, it's like 4:30 her time, so she can go ahead for it. About to be 5 o'clock, actually.
Yeah, it's gonna be 5 somewhere.
Yeah, literally where she's at in Ireland.
Yes, literally.
Yeah, once again, you didn't watch the videos.
I did.
Well, you didn't watch the last video.
The last video, no.
Did you watch?
I did watch the dude rapping though, the one that you were so adamant about.
I'm just saying, like, it was way, like, you, it wasn't. Put it this way. I had to ask you too many times, which took away from the impact.
I thought, it was pretty good, man. He rapped, but he did repeat a lot of things. But I got to give him his props, man. That's hard to do, especially on the fly like that.
Yeah.
And especially with the words that they gave him, it can get tough.
So my question is, better than most mumble rappers?
Oh, hell yeah. He's speaking English.
Yeah, okay. Just
even with the accent.
you mean with the English accent?
Yeah, the English accent. I guess we have the accent. I go through this all the time.
Yeah.
They pick me out of here in Indiana all the time that I got an accent. And I said, no, I don't. You do.
Yeah.
And technically, the whole world speaks like they do, and I'm the one that has the accent.
Yeah. Yeah, they have an accent, too. Technically, the only people which what button so does not want to hear is the only people without, as far as people who speak English, the only people without an accent are English people, just because it's their accent. They just have an accent. They don't have an English accent. They have an accent. What accent? Theirs.
It's just theirs.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, it's water. Just
water.
Letting you know. Yeah, just water. So.
Oh, it's great.
Not water. Yeah, I see it.
But she has a mean.
I can't wait to see.
Well, I think, in all honesty, we can't properly start this show without.
Yeah, I was gonna say, throw it up because I'm in the mood.
And what button wasn't there? You know, when we do this show, it's about a certain thing that we just can't. You know, it's not just about our associate Ray Sis and all his splendor. But there are other things that matter, and I can't find it. Oh, this guy sent it to you. That's why I'm like looking like it's not post, not on my post. What happened to that comedy gold? Where are you?
It's so interesting. So interesting watching you play with your phone.
Oh, it's worth it.
On the pod.
How far back did I send this shit to you?
Oh, man.
Oh, there it is. Found it. Big belt, Bill Cosby smile, just right there. I'm right here. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh.
You're looking for me? Yes, open. Yeah, I'm waiting to get. Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta check my fucking earbuds off.
I'm gonna tell you what.
That's just so you know. You go check that at Money Talks, TOKS on TikTok.
You know, the worst part about it is that Bill Cosby was talking English, and the guy before that, I have no idea what the hell that is.
You know? Yeah, well, I don't know if that's English. That's yeah,
his sounds, you know, his sounds.
Well, now we know the sounds that Bill Cosby made were probably the sounds of his victims. What sound did your victims make?
That's fucked up, boys.
Am I wrong? I mean, can you prove me wrong? It makes sense, does it not? Who else sounds like Bill Cosby?
I guess his victims, the way you said.
Exactly. Hi, Mr. Bad, I want to be just like you. Don't worry, it's going to happen momentarily. You're going to be talking just like the cars all you want. You're going to have some dips in the doughs and the ooh, and I'm going to give you my jello pudding pop.
That's fucked up.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what happened? You disappeared. Oh, there you go. All right. I was saying damn already. Internet problems again?
No. I was checking my phone. So, what we had some stuff that we, or did we already forget what the triggers were going to be?
We forgot because we're unorganized.
We got sidestepped by everything, all the plans for the show. You were going to say that you didn't watch the video. You watched the other video that you were supposed to watch last time. So, that's just, we're working in the right direction.
What was the plan as far as the game goes? We're going to start this game soon, or?
The hunt. We're going to wait till the beginning of November. We might try to start a little bit sooner, but obviously on a day like today where we can't get the stream started right away, probably not the best time to throw. I think we should probably be able to get what button on the air first before we officially start that game. If we can't do that, we probably shouldn't be doing that.
Well, the game, I guess so. We can start it whenever the hell we want, basically. It doesn't have to, you know. And then it's better to just start off there because it is a month-to-month kind of deal, so.
Yeah.
It'll be better then.
So no rush for it.
What else you got there, man? Where's the terrorist?
I don't know of any terrorists, but I was trying to get you to watch the video, which there was two studies, separate studies done in Scotland, that basically says the whole idea of not so much gaming addiction specifically, but like gaming disorder, which has an umbrella of a lot of things, which part of it is gaming addiction and some other aspects of just, you know, having a crappy life. And they basically were like, it's not really a thing. These people just have crappy lives and play video games.
I mean, what? are they real? They're still trying to do that. I mean, it's just, come on.
Some teacher in England, possibly, or might have been Scotland, but they were a teacher was blaming the kids' violence on Fortnite. Much like, remember when we used to watch Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
It was the Ninja Turtles' fault that we were little assholes trying to find ways to beat each other. The only thing Fortnite does is give them a creative way to kick each other's asses.
You know, I was trying to, you know, speaking of Ninja Turtles, I was trying to get my son to watch Thundercats because I got it on the Fire Stick there. Damn, boys, that Thundercats was horrible, man.
Old school Thundercats?
Oh, man, and we loved it. I don't get it.
What's hold up? We just want to say what's up, Shano FSAS 182, which I believe is a friend of our dear What Button, who she specifically wanted to make sure got a chance to watch this because I believe they have some time off from work, which is a very rarity. So I want to thank you for tuning in to this train wreck of a pod. And What Button, for Christ's sakes, you said nothing yet, nothing of the fact of how we look. Nothing at all. No comment at all whatsoever. Now you don't see anything different. Anything at all.
Are you happy, What Button?
Sorry, Shino. Her name is Shino. FSAS 182.
That's why I was waiting for you to say it because I knew you would screw it up. I was waiting for that.
Yeah. But yes, back to What Button. Do you notice anything differently? And if you say nothing, you'll probably do it just to.
Oh yeah, she drive did say something. She got a point for it. Remember?
What did she say?
You know, I remember when she got the point.
That you look like a... Wait, no, wait.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that wasn't necessary. That was just an insult to you. That wasn't a comment.
Well,
at,
well, that has to do with the appearance, doesn't it?
Well, I was talking about the screens, man. Not this. Not the fact that you look like a Mexican.
In the little screen, and you look better in the big screen, man. That's the way I like it. That's the way it should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It makes me feel better. And I'm in the little screen.
Did you see what she wrote?
What's that? Yeah, he looks like a what? Yeah, well, there you go.
What button?
I think you should get a point. I think you should get a point for that one, boys. Because that one.
What button? Hopefully, he's taking him down. Because again, the board is not currently in use, as far as the physical board.
What do you do with that board, man? Write down your lunch and shit for the day or something? It just disappears? And
no, I hold it up for people when they're coming down the escalator at the airport.
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So we're using that, huh?
Yeah. That. Where the hell do you think I just randomly had a board lying around? I just randomly had a board. Was like, hey.
I highly doubt it, but I just said, hey, maybe he splurged a little bit. Maybe he found that at the dollar store.
So I happen to go. You know what? I think we're gonna play a game about racists. Let me get a board just in case.
Look. Now you're starting to catch up to me, voice. So I'm gonna get pretty messed up with Ray. I'm gonna get closer to Ray in a little bit here.
Okay.
You're catching up to me. What button's saying?
Am I catching up to you? Because on time. Or off time, because we've already established off time isn't fair game, though.
Well, I just want to say you're not going to beat me. For some reason, I want to win this.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
No, it's not.
I definitely want to win.
So, yeah, what's your opinion on the study with the video games? And if you're listening to the podcast, I'll maybe possibly put a link in the description of the video that we're referring to. Actually, I'll try to put a link to any of the descriptions, one in the link as well as in the Discord. So go check out the Discord. Go join. Doesn't cost you anything. This is the way you can connect with me and Mr. Roland. And this is the only way that you're going to be able to connect with Mr. Roland, because he doesn't use anything else. And at least this will boost his ego some. And if somebody sends him a message on there, he's going to say hi. Because you'll make his day. So if someone messages him on like Facebook that he knows, yeah, whatever.
I don't even be on Facebook.
Exactly. So
can't even catch me on there.
You know who doesn't? Sure. You know who doesn't share the pod?
Who's that?
Where's he at? This guy.
Yeah, we know. You know. Oh, you went to the right side too. I like that.
Yeah.
You know where is that?
Well, you know. That's good. Had to think about it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. I just got a fucking message.
What the?
It just says you bitch. Thanks. You know what? That's just a way to make me feel much better.
Well,
I appreciate the messages.
Keep it rolling, people.
Me.
No.
Don't message me, motherfuckers. I'm telling you, man. It's going to be bad, dude.
Be nice. We're nice people. Except for what button?
Be nice.
What button doesn't have to be nice?
That was pretty rude, man. That was fucking rude, yeah? You know, do you really want to get me excited right now already?
No excited. His internet can't handle it.
Wait till this brace comes off. Just wait. Wait till this fucking brace comes off. Hey, I got the other part off of my hand. Did you see that?
I know you told. I didn't even notice.
So what they're going to probably do is remove the bone. And I was explaining it to you voice before. How they're just going to have to remove it. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to. This is one of those bones that for some reason, the hand doctor tells me that you don't need it. Why the fuck did God put it there then? Why do I have that bone there?
It used to be a flipper.
If I don't need it.
It used to be a flipper.
Well, shit, then that must...
We're just standing upright so we don't... And all that pressure on the ground to go forward, it's not there anymore. Now we just lift things up, so it's just...
Well,
infrastructure.
I would like to have mine.
It's part of infrastructure, basically.
I don't know. I don't know how the hell that works where, you know, you don't need that bone.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. Well, need and don't need are two different things. Need is more to do with survival. You don't need that bone to survive. You don't need a finger to survive. You don't need a leg to survive. It'll be better if you have them, but you don't need them.
you know, what if some apocalypse happens and God says everybody with all their bones get on this line and people without, you know, all their bones get on this line? I'll be fucked, man.
We're screwed regardless, because if God's that much of a douche, no offense. Yeah, we're screwed, because that's... Yeah, we're not getting in.
What, bud? Okay, man.
It's
okay.
A bitch bone.
You want to fuck with me, man?
Shocking, they're removing okay. It.
No, it's a bitch bone.
Yeah, shocked, they're removing it.
Yeah.
I'm just here. I don't even know what that means. It just seems very hurtful. She's been a. I don't know. She's either drinking too much lately or not drinking enough.
No, she has a bad attitude. She has a bad attitude.
She's throwing noobs around like they're freaking.
Yeah.
Dollar
whatever
bills.
The fuck that is. Raining whatever noobs. That is.
You're a noob.
making it rain noobs.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Which I say, I thought of an awesome shirt that we should. Listen.
Oh, okay. What?
Well, go it's ahead, a go shirt. Ahead. Wait, fuck. How did it go? I think in the shirt it says on the front, "Europe." She said something. She said it sounded way cooler, but in the front, like, says "Europe," and then on the back it says "Noob."
Right.
But the funny thing about it is, it's a joke just for What Button, because one, you get to call the person who reads the shirt and then reads the back a noob, as well as the person who's wearing the shirt is a noob. But here's the thing. The beauty is, she's technically the one calling both of them a noob, because it's her shirt.
And what exactly is a noob?
You, my like friend.
Is that like a douche?
Not enough. She wants more to the shirt.
You're acting like a douche, bro.
No, a noob is a newbie.
Oh, newbie.
Yeah, but that's noob. Noob.
I'm going noob.
Because
okay,
it's a video. It's newbie. A video. It's a video game term. If you say newbie, you will always be a noob.
Ah, okay, okay.
You're such a newbie. No, no, no.
All right. So kind of like what we call the guys at work, just they're greenhorns.
And, bish.
Yeah, they stay greenhorns for a while.
It wouldn't let her write bitch or wish.
So she writes bish.
Yes, bish. Do bish. Do just a bish, my friend.
I'm just excited to talk to What Button today. She's in a good mood.
Yeah.
I'm happy you're here, What Button. I did miss you, though, however. I did really miss you. I just want you to know that you were missed the last couple pods there that we did there. Needed you there, actually.
I'm looking at the... at the screen, and all you need is some sunglasses. And on today's show, we have the Unabomber.
Oh, that's how we do it.
Literally, all you need is some sunglasses. I wish you had black sunglasses and
a fucking sniper rifle. I don't know what the hell the fuck.
Yeah.
So even if hey, it's not exactly warm out here today, too. So.
Yeah, who gets a point? And what are we getting a point for? Am I making a point? You got to clarify what button.
You got the point. What are you talking about? You just called me the damn Unabomber.
That's not racist.
How is it not?
You're wearing a hoodie with a cap on. All you need is sunglasses, and you literally look like the... That's nothing to do with your race. It's because you look like the fucking Unabomber right now.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me go find some sunglasses, and I'll be right back. I don't know what I got there.
It is
hoodie discrimination, though, boys.
You know, after Trayvon, you don't get that. You can't. That's ours. You don't get to use that. That's.
Yeah. No, I love hoodies, and I've always.
Yeah, but that's our thing. You're appropriating.
Who the fuck said black people are the only ones that wear fucking hoodies, dude?
Andrew Zimmerman when he shot Trayvon Martin.
No, that's fucking incorrect, dude. You guys are not the first ones to wear fucking hoodies, and no, I'm not going to give you that. There's no fucking way. There is no way you guys are going to try to take hoodies. Putting your pants down to your fucking knees.
No, you can have that. You can have that. No. Actually, we gave it to white people. Now you can give me a point for that.
No, I don't. You're not getting a point for that. You guys are the only ones that can wear them on your knees and still be outside with your fucking balls showing and wondering why the fuck you gotta it's cold.
Nope, there's a striving population of white boys who are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, because of the black men.
They're still doing it. I'm not doing it, so I don't care, but
I never did it. I don't even know why the hell you would want to do that. Put your pants down to your fucking knees and shit.
Yeah, I once passed a guy and literally, they were literally, it wasn't like a, we're saying this to be funny. Like, we are saying this to be funny, but literally.
I knew it was coming.
Down to his, like,
to his knees.
Below here.
Yeah. Literally.
And I think they were actually below the knees. Literally, I think they were just on the floor. Like, literally from that scene from Don't Be a Menace.
Well, was that shirt long enough, at least? Was it long enough? Or no. It was just straight boxers all out of the...
Boxers. Just straight to the boxers. Which, I think they were American flag boxers, too.
All right. I saw a bum the other day, and he was doing it completely wrong, because he didn't have underwears on.
What's up, Superhero Hill?
His knees. And it was down to his knees, and he had no underwears on. So I was passing him up, going over there to Petco, because I'm getting a fish tank soon.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm getting a fish tank soon, so I'm looking at all kinds of fish tanks. And the bum had him straight down to the knees, but he didn't have boxers on. So, in other words, his ass and everything was all out. And when I was passing him, it's funny because I said, "You're doing that wrong." And he just said, "Have a blessed day." So I don't know what the hell that was about, but okay.
I don't know what to do with that myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
what were we?
Hey, I know I get a point for the pants down to the knee thing, calling it out.
No, actually, I don't think you should.
Take hoodies. That's not happening.
I don't think you should get a point for that because that's actually fairly accurate. I don't. I may have gone against you in defense, but I, in all honesty, I don't think you honestly should get it.
Superhero Hill is saying that I never understood that because they walk all tough, but if they ever got into a fight, we already know what would happen if they got into a fight. Yeah. We've seen it. Me and Voice have actually lived this. Where we came from, it's the funniest shit. Is when they're just picking up their pants the whole time as someone is just wailing on their fucking head. And that's the funniest shit. Yeah. Yeah. And then that's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. Getting their head completely knotted up, but they're wondering why they're getting so fucked up. But that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Voice never did that though. I don't know what it
No, we would just let it. The key is you just let it
rest. We would let it rest. Rest on the hips, kind of deal.
You know, just loose. As soon as it goes, if it starts to get dead, no, you got the most you want to do if you have to run is just a quick hike, not a.
Yeah, not a.
You don't want shoulder shrugs. You don't want to just pick up weights. Put some weights on your belt. We could actually have some good lats like that. Just put some weights on our belts and just.
I think so.
You know, just pull them up. That's why black dudes have big lats like that.
You can't get that because that's against yourself. I'm not giving you that.
That's reverse racism. We've already proved.
No, we're not doing that.
On this show, we have reverse racism, and that is what that is. Reverse racism is not against white people. Reverse racism is racism against yourself.
Okay. All right.
It is allowed. Well, it's up to what button if it's allowed, but I think it probably should be allowed.
I don't think you should get a point for that because you just went.
Okay, reverse racism is worth half a point.
Well, we'll do a half. What button? You think we should do the half for that?
Or should it be worth 2 points because that means you think half of yourself?
Hey, superhero Hill, where are you from? Where are you talking from? So I just know how crazy that is. Because where we're from, we know what it is. I mean, the dude could be standing in front of you in a fucking Wendy's. You're trying to get a chicken sandwich, and yet he's showing you his biscuits. And that's the shit that pisses me off about it, you know? I'm trying to eat, dude. I'm not trying to see your dirty-ass underwears with skid marks on them. And I'm trying to get a fucking chicken sandwich here.
And sadly, we've actually have seen that. I can honestly know there was at least one memory swimming around in there. Wasn't Wendy's though? It was like the chicken spot, but still.
Yeah, well, the chicken. Oh,
we were standing the chicken in the spot.
Yo, I think I've seen dudes actually just
okay. So, all right, here's how you know you live in the ghetto, a.k.a. the hood. And it's not because there's black people around, so fuck you. whoever,
people as well.
I know, but I'm saying, whoever thought that when I said that, fuck you, give yourself a point.
No, minus a point, negative point, because my Spanish people, unfortunately, are involved in this.
Yeah. But this is how you know you live in the ghetto, because there's a chicken spot. And what the chicken spot is, usually owned by somebody from?
We are Middle Eastern. They can be, you know.
The glass of the counter is what?
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof.
Right.
What do they sometimes sell there but can never advertise and usually should only be sold as a pack?
Hey, you remember a voice, but not even the chicken spot so much. It's chicken spots all in one location.
Oh yeah.
So you'll have like three or four in one location.
Well, yeah, but see, the plural of chicken spot is chicken spot. It's one of those things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that you'll have like three or four literally probably on the same block.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Or each corner.
You
each
still corner but this around. But think about it, that's the beauty of it. Literally. If we refer to you like, yo, where you live, do you got the chicken spot? That means all the chicken spots.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's, yeah. They're like deer. Then,
we had the one on Broadway, and fuck them, I don't live there anymore. They sell weed out of that one. So you can get a bag of weed, and you can get a piece of chicken at the same time, at the same spot.
Actually, really good prices. Here's the thing. This is why I say the
prices are awesome.
This is why I say Chick-fil-A ain't shit. Chick-fil-A ain't that good.
Chick-fil-A is fucking awesome, dude.
Not for how much it costs. It only is as good because of the service they give you. It is only as good because of the service they give you. But compared to how much you pay for a chicken sandwich, you can get like five chicken sandwiches at the chicken spot for one fucking Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Dude, their nuggets are fire, bro.
My friend, I give you same service, my friend. What you want? You want juice? You want grape juice? You want grape soda, my friend?
Grape juice and grape soda.
My sir, you need a Dutch.
Get a point.
Do you need a Dutch, my friend? Dutch?
Actually, yes, I do.
Get a Dutch. Lucy? Two, three, two, four, five. Lose. How many? Yeah. Okay, I give you Lucy Dutch. Centerbrush. You want Centerbrush? Centerbrush. Two Centerbrush. Centerbrush. Centerbrush.
Yeah. So now you. Oh, you do get a point.
There you go. Centerbrush. There you go, my friend. That'd be $5.45.
Hey, Hero Hill. I see that you said that you were from upstate New York and then Florida. Now in Florida. Why the fuck did you do that, Florida? Why?
Because the cost of living, man.
The cost of living is just as high as Jersey. What the hell are you talking about?
Not in Florida. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Dude, it's damn near close. It's damn near close.
Well, it's changed because...
It's close, dude. It really is. No, voice, you're right. Back, you're saying, you know, back
when
in
I moved
Father's
here,
Day
but,
now.
Well, no. By the time when I was, last I remember actually thinking about it specifically, was when I was married. And we went to go. The cost of living there is less than here. Less than Jersey.
I was going to say, don't say less than here.
No, less than Jersey.
That's incorrect. But Florida now, and the reason why I know this is because of Pablo. I talked to him. Matter of fact, I just talked to him, 2 days ago. And he was telling me about this house. It was $240K. And what I can get here for $240K is way different, dude.
Well,
it's
yeah.
damn near equivalent to a house that you can get in Jersey for $240K, which is a shack, and pretty much that's what you can get in Florida now. So that's why I'm saying Florida is just damn near the same thing. Plus,
hurricanes.
Emmy now lives there in Florida too, and she was saying the same thing. Like, damn, we thought this was going to be cheaper, and it's really not. It's damn near close to what Jersey is, dude.
You hear that, guys? Come on, Indiana. Like I told you. Or part of my master plan.
The only thing is Florida. I was gonna choose Florida too. I'm not knocking you, Hero Hill. I'm just saying that Florida. You know what?
We can't knock you. We're from Jersey, and everybody from Jersey normally goes to Florida. So all our friends are there.
Yeah, pretty much. And that was another reason why, just to be plugged in with the, you know, with my friends and shit. And I thought it would have been easier to do a Florida move versus an Indiana move, let's say. But the Florida thing, dude, I can't do that fucking
hurricane every year
shit. No, that warm Christmas thing, that warm, you know, just hot as shit. And I remember, boys, you remember when we went to Florida, dude?
Yeah, and I don't think it was Christmas time.
No, it wasn't Christmas time. But I just mean that you remember when we went, damn, dude, as soon as we entered Florida, like coming out of Georgia and then entering Florida out of there, yo, the breathing was different, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
wasn't it different?
Like, we didn't want to show it as much because, you know, for lack of better terms, Jamie was being a little bitch.
Right.
But right. Here's the thing. What he was saying was how we were thinking. We just didn't want to show it.
Exactly.
And he was like, I can't breathe. It's so hot. It's so hot. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, that shit was hot, dude.
We weren't showing that. We were like, damn, why is he thinking? I mean, can he hear me? But I can't let him know that he can hear me, because that's what I'm thinking. But calm it down, inside voice.
See, and then you guys don't really know, Indiana is type sweatshirt type all year round. Not all year round, but during the winter time, I don't even think I own a coat now, only because I just didn't need one last winter here.
Indiana is, they have a saying in Indiana, you can go through all the seasons in 1 week.
Right.
And generally speaking, it's not. And he didn't believe me at first. Now he understands what I mean. Where you come here from Jersey, it ain't that bad. Whatever we get here, they get worse. So even their cold, as much as it's cold, it's not as bad as Jersey cold.
No, that's for sure. And then I thought you were going to touch on the other saying that they said, if you don't like Indiana weather, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that's the other saying that they say here.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
And also, you know, that I'm not corn fed. I hear that shit a lot to hear too, that I'm not corn fed. Whatever the hell that means. I guess they can tell.
Yeah, we got some big guys, big ones here.
Yeah.
They don't even say that to me because I guess I'm just kind of black. I don't know.
Well, what's the temp today? The temp is what? Almost 70
cold.
Or something? Nah, it's almost 70, I think, when I checked last. It's 70, but it's a breezy little 70 today. So
it's a breezy as fuck 70.
Yeah.
For 70, that's a breezy fucking 70. Though I don't know.
I checked the weather like at the beginning of the day, and I can't remember what day it was supposed to be. 70 or 60.
I can actually check though. Here's the thing
about check that.
Yeah, we have these things called.
We have phones.
What's the temperature? I don't know. We'll never know.
We'll guess.
Do we have a barometer? Anybody? Oh, and we're gonna have to interrupt this regular program to tell you about a new affiliate that we're working with called TubeBuddy. Now, TubeBuddy is something that's pretty amazing. Basically, if you're on YouTube and you want your stuff to be seen, you need this program. It's not even so much a program as a website that works with your program, with your YouTube, and lets you know exactly what keywords work, what your videos are doing. You listed your video with these keywords or with this title. How good is it doing compared to that video that you did that's similar, or a video that somebody else did on YouTube that's similar? You can see exactly how you match and rate against them, and they'll give you tips and hints of how to improve your video so that way you can be at the top of your game. All you guys have to do to check it out is go to www.tubebuddy.com/brokeblurred. That's once again, www.tubebuddy.com/brokeblurred. And check it out. I know you'll love it. And I'd say tell them that the Broke Blurred sent you, but they probably won't know who the hell I am. We now return you back to your regularly scheduled podcast, where I'm sure they're offending somebody.
Hey, this is Pontus Seagod. I'm a streamer on Twitch and a big fan of Savage Voice. You probably know him as Anthony Savage or a few other names that he goes by. He's the runner of the Broke Blurred podcast. If you feel like it, you should pop on over to www.twitch.tv/PONTUSSEAGOD. That is Pontus Seagod, PONTUSSEAGOD. Be sure to check out my Twitch and my Twitter. My Twitter is that one streamer Pontus Seagod, and it would be much appreciated. You all have a wonderful day.
No, fuck! Shit! You know, I saw one at a swap meet, and I was gonna get it, but I didn't think I needed it. So fuck, how am I going to find out? Wondering. Oh, I have a weather app. Let me just sprint.
Yeah. You have a weather app?
Yeah. Ooh. Currently is showing as 57 degrees. Today,
oh, it's 50.
Yeah, you were way the fuck off.
No, there's one of the days where it's going to be 70. That's what I said. I saw it in the beginning of the week.
We will not anymore because we have a high of 60. Now for your local weather. Anthony Savage. Today, I did have 57 degrees, sunny skies all day today, high of 65, low of 49. Throughout the week, Thursday, Friday, and it's going to be cloudy with a high of 61 on Thursday, high of 56 on Friday. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of rain, high of 58. Sunday, same thing, high of 62. Monday, cloudy with a chance of sun, 56 is the high. Tuesday.
Right, what was yesterday?
Yesterday was, don't know how to see that.
One of these damn days it was supposed to be 70 when I checked at the beginning of the week there.
Yeah, nah, I think that was earlier in the week.
Yeah, it was earlier in the week sometime. I don't know.
Because, yeah, we ain't that lucky no more.
That's all good. I still can do that, man.
That's because you get hot and shit. Here's the thing, one bud. He might like Ireland because he's always fucking hot. So it may just be cold enough where he's like, this is kind of nice.
It's kind of nice.
Yes, we can actually. Now, yes, we can turn on the heat.
All right. And then, hey, since you wanted to talk, let's talk about the white boys then with wearing fucking shorts and hoodies. That's one thing that the white guys do over here. What the fuck is up with that, though, man?
He's not necessarily talking about the shorts with the hoodies. He's talking about the weather in which they're wearing the shorts with the hoodies. Right. And it's more specifically the shorts than the hoodies.
Yeah. You're wearing the right gear up top, but you're not wearing the right gear on the bottom. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And me and Joel and I were talking about that.
And Superhero Hill has, he has confirmed. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I do that.
There you go. What is that, dude? I don't get it.
No vital organs in the legs. Vital organs in the legs.
Oh, so you've been through this already. You talked about this already.
John has talked to our friend Mason Senak, this dude used to live by his cool. He's Jewish, which technically is not necessarily white, but for Jersey, we just lumped all you guys in together. You can give me a point for that. It's the truth. It's how we were raised. Everybody's lumped in. All white people are white people. Doesn't matter if you're Italian, if you're Jewish, if you're other white.
Hey, no, the Italians, women for some reason, were not in there. The Italian white guys, though, they were in there.
Yeah.
For some reason, whatever that. I'll tell you what the fuck the reason was. The Italian women have the big booties.
Yeah, it's just,
and that's why we didn't want them in that class. So we just said, nah, you just come over here. You're Spanish. Yeah. You're Spanish. You're Spanish. Did you see the ass on that girl? She can't. She can't be white. She can't be white. You know.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's just the way that went.
Shorts are so
hey,
much.
Boys, hey, boys. Hey, boys. And you know firsthand. You know firsthand.
You know.
Italian.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say her name, but damn, that girl had a nice body, man. That's for sure. And let's leave it like that.
Oh, we're not.
I'm screwing up over here, dude. My shit is going bananas.
What's it doing?
Am I messing up over there by you or no?
You look fine. Anybody? Right, if something's going wrong with the stream, they'll tell us. Trust me.
It's something. Shit, man. I'm dropping all kinds of shit. I've got a message I've never even seen before.
Saying like, "What are you doing?"
It says, warning, your internet is so fucking low. We're going to turn your phone off. That's bad, dude.
They're like, how are you getting this message?
Don't know.
You should not even be getting this message.
Right. It's probably a message I got fucking yesterday and I'm getting it now. That's probably why people get pissed at me, man. My internet's so fucked up that I'm actually getting your message a day late. And then I'm, you know, answering you like, what's up? Motherfucker, that was yesterday. That was fucking yesterday I tried to get you, you know?
Yeah, well, that you just suck with. You're like, literally, I gotta constantly.
Hey, I made a mistake. I went with AT&T. Ah, never again. And the shit was two voices that, you know, my house is new. Mm-hmm. And I had Xfinity already installed in it. Had Xfinity in the house. It was working fine. AT&T goes and tells me you can combine your bill. So I saved $70 a month, which is actually significant. It is it is a good saving. But
you also have the internet for saving $70 a month.
Right. So I'd rather give you the 70 bucks and give me my bites back.
Yeah. They were like, we can just give you, we can put these two together. They were like, hey, we didn't say anything about it being better.
No, we didn't say that.
We gave you the internet you paid for.
Yeah. And then I was fooled, too, because I thought I was going to get AT&T Fios.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, in Jersey, you remember, boys, at the end there, I got Verizon Fios.
Yes.
Which I loved. It was expensive as shit. But, hey, you get what you pay for. And it really was the strongest shit you can do out there in Jersey. My internet was fucking Kid Flash. I just learned that. Kid Flash. But,
Wait, what button seems to be having an aneurysm?
Uh-oh.
Are you okay, button?
Yeah. Cause that shit, I can't. Mumble typing.
She knows.
That's mumble typing. Voice. She's not mumble rapping. She's mumble typing. She's gonna come out with a song soon, bro. I'm telling you. What button? What button?
Where is it? Come on. Where is it?
That's mumble typing. You should have that on.
I had it.
We can't anyway. That's. I don't feel like getting free.
That's what that was right there.
Hey boys,
but seriously, what the hell's going on? What button? Are you okay? Her cat. It's your cat.
Oh, the cat?
Yeah. Okay. Aptly named Loki.
Oh, that's awesome. I've always liked Loki. Loki name. That's awesome.
Loki and his Loki pokey stick.
That's it. And he's being a dick. Loki's being a dick. That's
yes. Oh, so what else has been going on? How long did it take for him to do everything when you went to the doctor yesterday?
I went in, and then I had to go see, you know that I have an RN with me all the time.
Yes.
Because she's part of my caseworker, whatever.
Mrs. Roland.
Had to wait on her. No. A nurse, an RN, another RN for the case.
Okay. All right. Okay. Gotcha.
So the caseworker has to come in, so I have to wait on her. And I'm not one of those people that like to be late, so I was actually on time always. And so I had to wait on her. Once I go in there, the doctor saw me, and he's got a real dry sense of humor, real dry. God. So he goes to me. He remembered me only because he said, "Oh yeah, you broke your pisiform, bone, and you have gorilla strength in the other hand."
What?
Yeah, and I didn't know whether or not he was just like trying to be funny or did I
wait? Is it because I'm Puerto Rican? What are you trying to say?
No, because you know what, voice. And then what they were saying was that they put you on a pressure on a hand grip. They try to see what your hand grip pressure is, right?
Uh huh.
What are you doing now? See, you're laughing at shit.
What button? Since you said go check your messenger, so initially it was just a picture of the cat, but then I just scrolled down and there was other ones, so I'm just
just going through that.
Yeah, keep talking though.
Well, thanks for letting us know. You know you're on a pod right now.
Yeah, let's
yeah, thanks. Yeah. All right, great.
That's first
saw. Fantastic. You guys, yeah, you definitely have a problem with holding your fucking phone straight. Hold on, let me show you what that looked like, boys. Yeah, let me show you. You guys see it? Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's right here. That's what I mean. That's what you fucking do, dude. Like a fucking alcoholic that needs your drink, dude.
So. You want to see the picture? This is what wet buttons on me.
This is why.
Right, this is the first one. Can you read that? I can't read it because it's on the screen. That's the first one.
Now I just shook this shit out of my phone, so now my phone's saying, "You want to report?
Yeah.
You want to report some damage or something or whatever the fuck?"
Okay, I might be white, but I'm not. Let's go see what that noise was. White.
Oh shit! Yo, give her a point.
That's a point. That's a reverse racism one. I don't know if that could count for her because Irish, they're kind of like the black white people.
Oh, give you a point.
I think she would agree.
I don't know about that, bro.
And this is Ace is Loki.
Hello, Loki.
But I'm pretty I'm pretty sure I heard that from Wet Button. I could be wrong. Probably am wrong, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Let me go get me a Newport.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, or at least they're treated like the black white people. Actually, when they came to America, they were treated like the black people. Like, literally.
I don't know, boys.
No, literally, when the Irish first came to America, they were treated like...
I think everybody was treated like black people if you weren't part of the crew there.
Yeah. But yeah, Irish and Italian, they just became white people in the past 50 years. I think you might be next.
You're not getting a point.
I'm not trying to get a point. I'm literally saying I think they've just now have become classified as white people within the past 50 years.
What button sending me a message now? That's fucking awesome. I feel included now. Thank you. Thank you, what bud. Very nice. I'm scared to click on it because I'm scared I won't get back to it. So I'm only seeing the message scroll up on the top of my screen here. I'm going to leave it like that. But however, I did get the messages. Where was I, man? With the gorilla strength.
Oh yeah, you got gorilla strength.
So
racist ass doctor.
And I don't know if that was supposed to be because he's real dry, dude. I mean, he's kind of like that clear eyes guy. Clear eyes.
Ben Stein.
He's like that, like so dry with shit. So at first, when I told him, "Ha, pisiform, that's a funny name for a bone," blah blah blah, whatever. Mm. And he just looked at me like, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah,
a pisiform. Why is that funny? You know what I mean? So it was just like that. So when he said,
Yeah, oh, now I remember. You broke your fizzy form, and you have gorilla strength in your other hand. And so I just looked at him like, what the fuck does that mean? You know, because, but then
you just roll over that. I mean, thank you, doctor.
No, I just stared at him, dude. Because what do you do with somebody that's just dry? You just, what can you do? What the fuck? What do you do? So I don't know if he was joking or what the fuck, or is he cracking on me? Or is it, you know, what does that mean? So, fortunately, I would assume. Mm-hmm. I have gorilla strength in one hand, and I have a fucking 3-year-old in my other hand.
So you didn't ask him what he meant, well, to clarify?
No. Then when I talked to the nurse, because I had to ask her, because he actually pissed me off, and I was about to say, "Yo, is he talking shit? I'll get another doctor if he's gonna start treating me as a gorilla here."
Yeah.
Because I'm actually scared.
It's because I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah, if he has to do surgery on me,
it's because of the African side. It's because of my African heritage. Gorilla,
right? I don't want him thinking I'm a gorilla here, because they don't treat gorillas right. You know what I'm saying? They're getting shot all over the place. It's the way it's going around now.
Damn, what's the name of the gorilla? Oh, fuck.
You know?
R.I.P. Harambe.
Yeah, exactly, dude. So if you're calling me a gorilla, or were you actually referring to something? Mm-hmm. And technically, he was referring to something. The nurse was telling me. She had to calm me down, because I just stayed stunned in the room when she came in there. He left, and he said, okay, I'm going to take an x-ray, and I'll be right back. Let me just see if someone's in the room. And he just leaves, and I'm just there like, because I don't know what the hell he's talking about. So when she comes in, she goes, and she has a better sense of humor. She actually has one. Mm-hmm. I talked to her, and she goes, I said, well, he said that I have gorilla strength in one hand, and what does that mean? And she goes, oh, no, what it is we calculate your strength in both hands, obviously. The average man can do 85 to 90 PSI on this machine here. Mm-hmm. I did 132. And then your biggest dude, body lifter type, fucking all kinds of shit, bodybuilder type dude, mm-hmm. Strong motherfucker, does about 140 to 145 PSI. Mm-hmm. So I guess since I did a 132, that's above an average score.
Yeah.
And so I guess he referred to that as being, you know, gorilla. That's where the gorilla came from.
Gotcha.
So now I'm doing in this hand, the one that broke.
Tell him what you doing, bro. Yo, what you repping, man? What you repping, right? Yo.
700?
Yo! 700, right?
Seven.
D.
Seven.
D.
No, just seven.
Teen.
PSI, seven.
Teen.
So
17.
And no, a 10-year-old, 10-year-old can do about 20 to 22 PSI, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And a 3-year-old, so basically your son and my son, will probably fuck my hand up, fuck me up in this hand right now, because it's so low.
You better hope he don't see this.
That's the one thing I said.
What side? What side, Dad? Yeah,
I told the doctor, if anything, what's going to really piss me off about all this is if I do not get my gorilla strength in both hands,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a fucking problem.
Yeah, thank you for following a Seneca. This like makes me think of Jacenica, even though the I and the J are transposed. That's just me. Just my inner dyslexic coming out. I don't know. But thank you for the follow.
That's almost like a Django thing, where the D
is Django.
Django, yeah.
The Django and
Django. It's just Django.
The Django.
Everyone says the Django.
The Django. Why? Because there's a fucking D in the name. Okay. You put a D there. I'm saying the D. Your name's fucking Django.
No, that D's silent.
No, fuck a silent. Your parents just don't know how to spell. Your name is Django.
No, it's silent.
If you want to name him Django, take the D off. Then you got your Django.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it goes. I don't get it myself. That's why the English language is so fucked up as it is, because of that.
Because it steals everybody else's silent language. Much like here's one for you, what button? Much like everything else the English do, they steal their languages too.
That's not a point.
I think what Button might agree and agree.
No, that wasn't the point. I don't even like that one, what Button.
I think she does. I think she will highly appreciate. Let me say it again. Another thing about the English is that, much like the rest of the empire, they stole their words as well.
No, I don't like that.
That's, I think, there's I nothing, think I'm, there's nothing wrong. I'm saying
what,
that's...
What, Bob, we need to hear from you and see if that was a point.
I'm pretty sure. I mean,
I think that was a weak point.
I mean, if it's a point, that I think was regardless weak. Of point, I think she'll still like it. Regardless, she's, I think, that was, you all know, right. Just...
All right, can we do a weak board, too, then? A weak one? Because that was weak. We just
saw
it on
the
weak board.
See what you see what she said? Look, see what she said? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I
know my audience. Know your crowd. Know you. Sometimes you got to play. Sometimes
shit,
you gotta,
here we go.
You got to... Gotta,
there we go.
You just kind of loft it there. And it's, or are they
go
lobbing
ahead,
to
make,
you?
Go ahead. Make it ring now. Just go ahead, boys. Just make it ring. Unknown
caller. Nope. Spam risk.
What the hell? Spam risk. I just got that.
Yeah.
We're connected, dude.
I'm going to try to call him. Fuck, he didn't pick up.
Fuck, he didn't. They're on the same Discord together. Get him. Hey, you enjoying that microphone you're using there, buddy? Yeah? You ever want to pay for it? You put it on a credit card.
You ain't cool here.
No, you gave me free money, and that was your fault. Yeah. You should have never did that.
Yeah.
And then you told me the amount, too, at that, so I can't even go over it. So I'm just like, yeah, I got $2,000 on here.
Well, no, see, here's the problem. I'm going to tell you the real problem. Don't get into credit card debt. If you want to buy a house.
Thanks.
No. If you want to buy a house, don't get a credit card debt.
I just fucking went through this.
However, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to all the people listening.
Okay, good.
However,
good.
In the honesty of reality and surviving in the real world, we're going to just bring it to our just a real world surviving day to day. Fuck your credit card debt.
Hey, she don't. Just said that's not a point. I'm just letting you know.
I know. But she agreed with me, the Joe. That's what it does. That was why I was doing it. I was doing it for the point.
I agree also.
But yeah, if you're worried about surviving day to day, try to get to your credit card debt, but don't worry as much. And here's why. You don't pay your credit card debt and it racks up and then they sell it to somebody and then they try to get the money and then you don't pay them and they sell it to somebody. As time goes on, that amount comes down a considerable amount if you wait long enough.
Well, if you wait 7 years, it comes out completely.
Yeah. So yeah.
If you're not buying, here's the moral of the story here. Let's not confuse things. Some of our audience is very young. They
don't
might be trying to
do this.
Let me give you.
If this scenario were to happen, this is how you would handle it.
Let me give you the right advice here. If you get into credit card debt, if you're not going to buy a house within, let's say, the 10-year mark, then you don't have to pay your credit cards back, because eventually it will disappear. Yeah. And they have to credit it towards your credit as being paid, because it shows that way. It shows that the amount is now at zero because they fucking just sold it to somebody else and went all over the place and now they just can't find it. That's what happens. It goes through so many people that they don't even know what the hell the amount was anymore. They're we have no fucking idea.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and here's another thing. Like, you also, here's the thing. In order to get credit,
why do I feel like what Bun's going to correct us any minute now? She's going to pull it up. Credit cards, blah, 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 blah.
In order to get credit, you have to have credit. So you kind of have to fuck up your credit. You're supposed to get a credit card and use the credit card, but not totally use the credit card, but also not completely pay the credit card off.
Like, the general idea is $5 to $10 a month, something that you can afford.
Because that's why people buy credit cards.
Yeah.
They know that's bullshit. They know that's not.
That's just what it is.
That's not what's going to happen. Saying. They literally.
However,
I think literally at this point.
Since I did just buy a home, I just went through this. And obviously I did have some credit card debt. And that's why I still say to this day that Jesus stole my bike. Because if he did not steal my bike, then I would have had to pay off $12,000. And then that wouldn't have gotten me the house, actually. That is what was stopping me, because I had too many car loans out and too many bike loans. I had two bike loans at the time, plus two cars. on my credit.
But thankfully, so, Jesus stopped
thankfully,
by.
Jesus stopped by, got on my bike.
Thank God that Mexican was in the neighborhood trying to steal something.
He wasn't even Mexican. He was white.
And it just, it worked with the joke.
He was white. And he was wearing shorts.
Yes,
and it was wintertime.
Yes.
He was wearing shorts and a hoodie. And he went and stole my bike. And that was Jesus. That was Jesus.
Oh, so he had long hair and everything?
I don't know. That they didn't tell me, but he said that the cop told me because it was a...
when they pulled him over, he just stood there and was like...
Yeah, the cop told me. He said, yeah. And then he said the jerk off was wearing shorts and a hoodie on, and it's cold as shit. And then on top of that, a fucking lime green bike, you know, the Kawasaki colors, and with a jersey plate behind it. Yeah, that didn't look too suspicious. You're riding in fucking Indiana. A bike, my bike was fucking hot, man. I loved it. Kawasaki, the cart edition. Nobody even gives a shit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say
you watch my eyes just gloss over like,
I know nobody gives a fuck.
So, Kawasaki,
Yeah, but it was a it was a cart edition, which was their race edition. I'm just talking about it because, man, that thing was sexy. but gone, and Jesus took it. And thank God he did take it because that's what got me the house. That loan then disappeared because it was paid because of my insurance. That's the moral of the story, too. If you don't have insurance on your bike, it's not getting paid off. So make sure you have insurance on your shit because if someone takes it, you're done. You still got to pay that loan. And you're getting fucked with a whole bunch of other things on top of that. So
yeah, but you know, one thing you can do if you do want to spend your money on something, you have a few options. One, you can subscribe to me if you so choose. $5, that's all it costs. I'm just saying. But another way that you can support us and the show and the pod is if you click the link on our page for Humble Bundle. Which is our affiliate sponsor. You can buy computer games. They have the newest games like Borderlands, Monster Hunter. Just get going there and just splurge. A lot of it,
I'll
they
be
have.
Right back.
He beat me to it. A lot of times they have pay what you want. With pay what you want, it's exactly that. You pay what you want, and they'll show you what it should have cost, and you get to pay way less than what it costs. Even what they're requesting, I think they put that up there, is usually way under what you know, it's actually worth. Now, the benefit of going to Humble Bundle is it not only benefits us, but we get to choose, and here's what makes Humble Bundle good, and any of you should take advantage of this for yourselves if you are a streamer. You get to pick the charity of your choice. I picked Comics for Kids, who gives comic books to kids going through cancer therapy. Comics, as you see, are a big part of my life. And a charity that does that, it's just right up my alley. I can get behind that 110%, even though 110% is not a real number. You can't have more than 100%, just saying. You can have extra. That's like 100, and then that's another like 5 or 10% of something else. But that's technically, it's not. If it goes with it, it's still just 100%. But that's neither here nor there. Go to Humble Bundle and either help us out or help them out, or just go help them out. But you know, go check it out. Yeah, that's all we're brought to for you for this pod. Also, I want you guys to check out I'm gonna mention a streamer. He may or may not be watching right now. I didn't get to update the featured channel, so I'll go through the people who are there and I'll add another name later, but I'll just mention them here. Again, on that featured channel, go check out them, their videos, their streams. You're gonna go check out What Button Gaming. That's What_Button_Gaming6DG. You're going to check out DDragon239. That's DRGON239. You're going to check out The Brent Woody. Exactly what it is. The Brent Woody. All one word. You're going to check out Pontus C God. That's Pont US SCAGOD. I know it by heart, but sometimes I still got to. I can't capitalize it in my head. We got snacks_ is it 2 or II? Snacks_II. SNAXX_II.
Then we have Devil's Night, Devil's underscore Night, K-N-I-G-H-T 88. They are people featuring the show. Please check them out next week or later this week. I'll have some new people on the list. And one of the first people that will be going on that list once I find his stream that was on yesterday.
Just so I want to get a raid right now.
No, no, not yet. In a few. But I just want to mention this person because he should be, if he's not already, have just become an affiliate. He had like 2 hours that he had to do to get his affiliate status. Did a stream, and he should have gotten it. Where the hell is it? Superhero Hill. That's S-U-P-E-R, Hero, H-I-L-L. And this is the video game guy I told you about.
Gay guy.
Game. Not gay. Oh. Game. Whatever his sexual preference is his business. That has nothing to do with anything or anything we ever discuss. He's the video game guy.
Do what you do. Do what you do. But and I miss Reach Around. I don't know where Reach Around went.
Yeah, whatever. Well, who knows?
Reach Around 69. There's another one.
What was I saying? But yeah, he's a teacher and he does stories for kids and his stream, he makes up the story with the people in the stream, and I'm talking him into making a podcast from it because it's perfect for that. And I was telling him how easy it is, like literally, like it's easy. Just take what you have, put it on the Anchor app, and then bam, you know. So we're working on it. So go check him out. Check him out. He also has stuff on YouTube. Like there's big things in this guy's future. What he's able to do and what we're using as far as Twitch goes. I mean, he knows how to make video games and he's on Twitch. Are you telling me that's not like perfect? Like, you telling me, and if you are a young child, put your hands over your ears. Are you telling me like people are not gonna like want to fucking just to work with him on something? I'm just saying.
Just leave that shit alone.
He can create video. I'm just saying. He can create video games, or he's created video games and can create video games, and he's on Twitch. So, like, I want to watch his stream. I want to be his friend. Like, I want to see what cool stuff he makes, and possibly if he makes something new, I can practice it and use it. Like this, he has a prime talent that is perfect for what is here. So go check him out. He deserves it. He's a good guy. Gay is a day away. Okay. So it says what button. So what we're gonna do real quick,
what button? And you do like the setup, right, with me in the little screen and the host in the big screen, right? It's so much better, isn't it?
We're going to do a quick commercial break because I have to go to the bathroom. So those of you who aren't followers, Abe will be here talking to you.
I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to stare.
Well, no, the followers, are going to... The subscribers are not going to see it. Followers will see the ads. If you're a follower... enjoy the. You'll know what to do. You'll know which one you are. Okay. Most of you are probably just subscribers. So, enjoy this ad. The rest of you enjoy staring at Mr. Roland.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I just gotta bring it up so you can do that. There's a Discord page. There you go.
Hey, you know that you can just sign off right before you go, though, right? You could just do it.
Yeah, just talk to the people. I'm just gonna go. I'm not gonna, because I got a raid afterwards. So just do. You know.
Come on. Don't worry, his apartment is not that big. It's right there. And that little blue door you see back there is not a door. That's just his little poster that he has there. And I'm hoping that, I don't know if you did like the way it was set up versus the other way around. Because I told him to put me in a little screen, and only because my internet lags so much that I was hoping that this little setup would work better, only because, you know, the resolution and all that other crap would probably work better if I was in a smaller screen. So need your input on that one, because before when we did that pod, It was lagging so bad that it was actually pissing me off. I just hated the way it was set up. So I'm hoping this one works better than the other one. And that's all I got to say about that. And I don't know what else to do. Yeah, all right, so it does look all right. I'm happy about that. And he's back already. It must have been a little tinkle.
Yeah. Sure.
What Bud said that is much clearer this way also, voice with you in the bigger screen. I told you, you have the better internet. You should have been on the bigger screen there. It looks better. Sounds better. I don't know if it sounds better, but it looks better. So
let me just we should be back from commercial. Just want to make sure before I say it and look like a fool, other than just looking like a fool in general. Yep, we are back from commercial. Welcome back. All right, guys, we are going to... I want to thank everybody for showing up. What Button, we missed you. Thank you. Thank you, Shino, for checking us out. You guys are awesome. We have a very... AFK, what is up, bro? You just... You came in...
Missed it.
You know... You
missed it.
I was, you know, I would have, you know, come on. You know, it always happens. Right as we're about to leave, someone comes in like, hey, yo, what's up, man? It's like, oh, bro, just stepping out the door.
We're leaving.
So we'll get to the proper screen so we can say our goodbyes. Want to thank you for coming, Broke Bird Pod. I have been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice. And with me today has been...
Mr. Roland, the noob, as I'm learning.
The noob, yes. The spicy white boy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I had to remember.
Spicy the meatball.
I had to remind you that's there.
Thanks.
So, I want you just to remember, thank you, FK. I appreciate the love. Remember, tell yourself, don't tell yourself, don't tell yourself, you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it?